Hello and welcome to Nextbox Gamer Radio. I am your host, UT Crazy, and today is episode 21. Just a little news for the website. Episode 18 and 20 are available. Episode 17 and 19, I'm still waiting for Tello to send to me, but those will hopefully be up soon. Episode 20 is joined with new DJ Kenny, and he has gone to Holland now, so you won't hear from him for a little while, but we're just gonna have to wait now, aren't we? We don't have any email, because people are stupid and they don't send us email and or comments. Episode 22, hopefully I am joined with our good friend Yoshi over in the US, so we're getting some new hosts, and I'm wondering why it took so long to get new hosts, but now that we have them, I guess it is good. And today, I think I will talk to you all about Christmas wish list, like what games you're going to want for people. And I know you can all go out and you can go on the internet and just look on Future Shop, but I thought I'd give you an opinion about some of the games I've played, and I'm going to talk mainly PC because I haven't played a lot of new Xbox games lately. I'm getting new ones for Christmas, and I'm going to rent some around Christmas because it is Christmas, and that's what I am supposed to do. So, first game I'm going to talk about is Unreal 2004. And if you're getting that for someone, you shouldn't worry at all, because Unreal has the best game engine, and it works about on every PC. For Unreal Tournament, you should have at least a 1.2 GHz processor, but so if they have a Pentium 4, then no need to worry. If they have Pentium 3, it might still run. Like, if you really wanted to, you could just get them Unreal Gaudi Edition, Game of the Year Edition, like I have, but I'm going to get Unreal as well. But Unreal will run just about on any computer. It doesn't have, like Unreal, the Game of the Year Edition, ran on my P233, and that's really amazing. But of course, it's always, like, good to have a new computer to run some of these games, and I got a new computer anyway, so it's good. And the 2004 edition has a ton more stuff, a lot more levels, a better AI, like artificial intelligence, technology, and obviously Gaudi edition was from like 99 or 2000 or something old, so 2004 should be a real treat to your average first person shooter people that like they like those kind of games. The only thing I'd be advised is if you're buying it for a younger audience, it is one of the most gory, one of the most that I've played, gory, first-person shooters around. The body parts go flying, the deaths are gory, there's swearing and stuff, but that doesn't bother me, but it might bother some other people. Next game on our list is Sims 2, and Sims 2 is a good game for any, it's good for kids too, if you're buying for kids. I would suggest getting the DVD, getting the DVD version, because it is 4 CDs and takes a long time to install if you have to keep on taking out CDs and stuff. But Sims, it's good for a lot of people, unless they're like really like first person shooters and violent people, like violent gamers. But you're basically it's like life on the computer. It's like you're in the computer. If you get this, make sure they have a nice computer. Maybe ask them beforehand, do you have a 128 megabyte graphics card and a P4, 2.2 gigahertz, whatever. That's what I would suggest. Pentium 4, 2.2, 128 megabyte graphics to run good. But if they don't have that, it'll just run terrible, and it did run terrible for me, and that's one of the reasons why I got like a whole new computer. But so Sims 2, next thing on my list would be Xbox Live. It isn't for the PC, but just make sure they have Xbox Live enabled games before you buy it. Maybe buy them Halo 2 and Xbox Live, or Halo 2 and the headset, because Xbox Live comes with 2 months free. And any real gamer is sure to love that. I know I love my Xbox Live, and it's a really fun experience, and they'll get a lot of use out of it, a ton of replay value, obviously. Just enhances most games to be able, the ability to play against other people. And that's a good thing about Xbox Live. Next sort of Xbox game, I haven't played it myself, so I can't give you much information, but I've heard from some people Silent Hill 4 is a good game. If you want to know more, you can go to the website, xbox.co.nr, and read the review on it by T-Primix, Silent Hill 4 The Room. But besides from T-Primix, I've heard someone else recently talk, say that it was good. So for those sort of violent horror people, I'm sure they'll love that. Other games for the PC, Half-Life 2. If you can tell that they're big first-person shooters, then Half-Life 2, just make sure they have a good computer, a really nice computer to run that. And but it runs on a lot of, I wouldn't say slow computers, but if, like, an average computer it would run on, maybe one made about 2 years ago, but nothing too old, no Pentium 3s definitely, Pentium 4 2.2 is what it recommends. Next on my list is Doom 3, and a lot of these games you really need to know the person to know if they'd like it, but just, Doom 3 makes just absolutely positively, like, whatever you do, like, you're gonna kill your friend if you buy it for them and they have to buy a new computer, make sure they have a good computer, because it is very demanding, one of the most demanding games, and there's tons of things on the internet about what kind of computer you need. And I'd suggest about a P4 2.7 or an AMD running at about 2 gigahertz, but and like an Opteron 64 or something like that, that can match it. And make sure they have 512 megabytes RAM. Make sure, the best thing of all, they have a big video card, 128 megabytes at least, ATI Radeon 9600 Pro. That's what I'm suggesting. So, other hardware goodies for the real hardcore computer junkie, a wireless mouse, can't go wrong with that. They sell for about $45 depending where you go. I just got mine for $24, but I got it at a computer sale. That was a one-day event. But what else? Can't go wrong with blank CDs if they have a, or blank DVDs if they have a DVD burner, a CD burner. Future Shop gift card, Best Buy gift card, Circuit City gift card, CompUSA gift card, wherever your local store that you shop at is. What else? Well, Computer Access, obviously. I don't know, that's sort of a Canadian branch, so if there's anyone else listening, you might not know what that store is, but gift cards, can't go wrong with that, of course. But other, if you can tell that some of their stuff on the computer is outdated, and you're willing to spend about $50 on them, Canadian, of course, nothing wrong with a new video card. I know I bought my ATI Radeon 9200 SE for $65, and that's really cheap. And if you can find a real bargain store for computer parts, like if you go to www.best4money.com, that's the store I go to. But if you But there's also Computer Access, which is another bargain store. They have some stuff. Some places, like the supercomputer sale, aren't as good. But, like, the wireless mouse is the only good thing I found there. So that's all I got. I mean, there's other good stuff there, too. But, if they're aspiring to learn a programming language or whatever, if you're like, oh, I want to be a web developer when I grow up, there's nothing wrong with some, maybe a book, you think they like that. Make sure it's something not too texty, like it has pictures and it's, like, for beginners. If they're just noobs at it, like, I have a book here, I have a few HTML web publishing, I have two books, and those are pretty nice. Maybe just as a small gift, I'd accompany it with something else, because that's sort of a boring gift to get. But besides that, if you are willing to spend about, I don't know, $30, you can buy them a CD burner. If you know, maybe they're they have stuff to burn, but they don't have a burner, or they want a new one, or something like that. You can kind of get hints from people. If they're really cautious about their computer, like I know some people, and they're like, oh, I don't want to go on my computer because it's full of viruses and stuff, why not just buy the McAfee, the newest version, or, I don't know, I only know McAfee, there's other ones too, but the latest version of maybe Clean Sweep or something like that to remove adware or Spy Sweep, stuff like that, to remove adware, viruses, stuff like that. A firewall maybe, just, I know they're sort of placebos and they make a false sense of security on the computer, but if they're really like turned off of a computer because of that, I mean, even you could, if they're really, they want, let's say, either they don't have a computer, or they want something for email, say you're buying something for your grandparents or something, they want something for email, that's all they want, just email, and maybe browsing the internet to look at recipes, or they want just a system, they're a junkie and they want a system as a server. So why not go out to your swap shop or whatever. I know the place around me, I can buy a new computer for $30. Well, I shouldn't say new, like a P233, about 128 megabyte RAM with high speed internet card for $30. That's about $60, and that's not bad at all. That would make a great present. I could go out and buy my, I don't know, someone, I don't know anyone that doesn't have a computer, but if there's someone, I mean, P233 isn't bad at all for stuff like that, for email, for web browsing, and if they just want to do it for typing up Word documents, that would be a good thing too, because then they don't need to buy dial-up or whatever. Or you could, if they are just on the internet for, on the computer for typing up stuff, you could buy them dial-up internet, or like a year's subscription dial-up internet, or high-speed internet. Dial-up's probably the easiest. Just get one of your local fast dial-up services. Like around me, there's NetZero and Comcast and IGS and stuff like that, Golden. Just buy something cheap and I'm sure they'll thank you, even because if they're new to the computer, then they won't know what high speed internet is like. So just set them up with that and I'm sure they'll love it. And that, it's like gonna be like episode 20.5. We seem to have a lot of those for our short episodes, but it seems to be in well proportioned show. And I think that's all I'm going to do for now, because I'm going to go and play some games. So thank you for listening to Xbox Gamer Radio. I am your host, UT Crazy, and I hope this episode has given you some ideas for your friends, your grandmas or grandpas. campus to get you, or your parents to get you, or whoever you're buying presents for this holiday season. And as it approaches the holiday season, I'd just like to say Merry Christmas from us at Nextbox, and I'm sure I'll say that closer to Christmas on like 24th or 23rd. It's probably when we're going to do an episode, but thank you for listening, and season's greetings from Nextbox.